Jerry Bader Show 925. I don't follow college basketball very closely until you get to March Madness. Then I think it's very, very entertaining. I find college basketball more entertaining than the pros, to be honest with you. I wish I followed it more closely so I had some idea of what the hell is going on with the Badgers and why they have just collapsed. They were undefeated, on fire. They lost that game to Indiana. A close one. That was in Indiana, right? Yeah, close. And they just haven't been the same since. And they lost a shocker, right? I can say a shocker to Northwestern. Yeah, that was a shocker. And looked really bad doing it from what I've read, the little bit that I read. I don't know. I don't know. But as I said, I don't follow college basketball all that. I don't follow basketball all that closely. That's one sport I don't. Jason says, I don't know what I'm missing. Another friend says the same thing about NASCAR. I really need to get more into NASCAR. I do. I know I do. This will be the year. I need to really. I know it's come. This is the year to really get dialed into that, because there's just a lot of people in this audience that are big into it. You know what I've noticed when I say, now let's see if it happens in emails. When I say I'm not into NASCAR, it's usually women who email. NASCAR has an interesting women fan base, female fan base that I don't know other sports necessarily do. Yeah, you think it's that shallow, huh? It's just they like the good-looking drivers, huh? Well, it doesn't hurt, I suppose. President Obama is in Wisconsin today. This is the irony of all ironies, at least to me. Governor Walker is meeting with him. Governor Walker's Democratic opponent, Mary Burke, is not. We talked about this on the show yesterday. She is campaigning in Wisconsin. She's too busy, which is laughable. She's afraid to be seen with him. It's obvious. Kevin Benversi, who has worked in political campaigns, has a piece at Right Wisconsin, Why Mary Burke's Too Busy Excuses Bull. And what he talks about, and I'll just summarize it here briefly. He talks about all campaigns have what's called advance people. You plan weeks in advance. Obama's people would do this. Burke's people should be doing this. Obama's people planned on Milwaukee, that, you know, southeast Wisconsin, Waukesha, long before the State of the Union address. Long before that. Mary Burke certainly would have known about it long before that if she wanted to be seen with him. And Kevin just details everything that goes into that, all of the people involved, all of the planning, coordinating schedules. It's not like she found out Tuesday night he was coming to Milwaukee. And to suggest that she did is a joke. That had Secret Service. You know, look, I have been involved when the president comes to town. The Secret Service comes through. They plan this thing. They don't do it on a couple of days' notice. Trust me. Now, Mike Tate, the guy who anointed Mary Burke, the chairman of the state Democratic Party, the guy who anointed her, said, I'm sure Mary will be happy to campaign with the president before the election. Well, yeah, if the president comes to Wisconsin before the election. What do you think the odds of that are? Well, what would bring Barack Obama? Well, here's what's interesting. It's believed Democrats running for Congress, et cetera, are going to tell them to go to hell. Yeah, thanks, but no thanks. We would rather you not show up. Would he come specifically to campaign for her? Will someone be sharp enough to ask Mike Tate that? Were you suggesting that he will actually come and campaign for her? Yeah, she'd be happy to campaign with him before the fall election. If there was any chance it was going to happen, Jason says if the race is close, he will. If the race is close, I think he'll stay far away. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.